Okay, so are you ready to jump into this?
I'm ready.
Into the world of continuous security monitoring.
Yeah, let's do it.
CSM, we're talking about CS.
Siete.
The difference between just locking your front door and having a whole security system with those lasers you see in spy movies, constantly scanning for anything suspicious.
And what's so fascinating to me is how it's evolved from simply reacting to breaches to almost predicting them.
Yeah, you're telling me. It's like, remember that time when mentioned a recent high-profile data breach? Imagine if those companies had a system in place that was smart enough to see the warning signs early on. That's the promise of CSM.
Exactly. Think back to the early 2000s. The internet was still kind of the Wild West. And then came those massive wake-up calls like the Code Red and the Nimdeworm
Oh,
outbreaks.
yeah.
They exposed a huge need for a more dynamic, always-on approach to security.
Yeah, it's crazy how those events basically laid the groundwork for everything we have today
Totally.
in cybersecurity.
Absolutely. Those early intrusion detection prevention systems, that was just the beginning. The real game changer has been automation and AI. We've gone from security teams manually combing through data to having AI analyze mountains of information in real time.
It's like having a digital detective working 24/7, right?
Precisely. And it's not just about analyzing data, it's about understanding behavior. With behavioral analytics, these systems learn the normal rhythm of a network and can flag anything that seems off.
So give me an example. How does that actually work?
In the real world.
Let's say you usually log into your bank account from your home computer in, say, California. Suddenly, there's a login attempt from, I don't know, Russia. A CSM system using behavioral analytics would pick up on that unusual activity and flag it as potentially suspicious.
Wow, that's actually really cool. It's like having a security guard who not only sees someone trying to break in, but also recognizes that they're acting suspiciously. But even with all this amazing tech, the guide you shared really emphasizes the importance of people
Oh, absolutely.
in CSM.
Absolutely. Even with the most advanced AI, you need skilled humans to build those systems, interpret the data, and respond effectively to threats. It's a team effort.
Okay, let's break down those roles.
Because the guide mentioned a whole bunch of them,
Sure.
you have your leaders who set the vision and provide the resources.
Right.
Then there are your engineers, the masterminds behind building and maintaining these complex security systems. And let's not forget the analysts. They're like detectives piecing together clues from the data and hunting for those subtle hints of a breach.
Absolutely.
Analysts, they sound like they need a whole lot of caffeine to get through the day.
For sure.
But wait, there's more, right? What about the auditors? They sound pretty important.
Absolutely. Auditors are like the independent inspectors making sure everything is up to code, that the systems are running as they should, and that security practices are evolving to meet new threats.
It's like having a security system for your security system,
It's
making
incredible.
sure everything is in tip-top shape.
I like that. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. You need all those different perspectives and skill sets to build a truly robust security posture.
It really highlights how CSM is about so much more than just technology. It's about people processes and that constant vigilance.
And it's not just about protecting some massive corporation or government agency. This stuff is relevant to everyone.
Seriously, you don't need to be a tech giant to be a target.
Right.
Think about all the data we all have stored, online photos, messages,
Yeah.
financial information, that's valuable stuff, and it needs protection.
Absolutely. Continuous monitoring is becoming essential. Even understanding the basics can help you make smarter choices about your own online security. Ask the right questions and advocate for better protection.
It's all about being proactive, right?
No.
Not waiting for something bad to happen before you take action.
Precisely.
So, speaking of being proactive, let's rewind a bit.
Okay.
The guide you shared dives into the history of CSM, and it's actually a pretty wild ride.
It is amazing how far we've come. In the early days, CSM was very manual. Picture a team huddled around monitors running basic scripts, always playing catch up with the latest threats. It was reactive, often driven by the need to fix things after an attack.
Kind of like putting a bandage on a wound after you've already been bitten, right?
But then those major incidents we talked about earlier, like Code Red, they really shook things up. Organizations started realizing they couldn't just react after the fact. They needed a more proactive, always-on approach. That's when those early intrusion detection and prevention systems emerged.
That makes sense. So those events were a turning point.
Yeah.
Pushing the industry toward this idea of real-time security.
Exactly. And you know, it's serious business when the government gets involved.
Right.
Remember the guide mentioned a framework called NIST 853?
Yeah, it sounded important, but also kind of like alphabet soup.
Right.
Break it down for me.
Basically, it was a set of guidelines from the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Okay.
That helped establish a baseline for continuous monitoring practices.
Okay.
It provided a roadmap for organizations to follow, especially those dealing with sensitive information.
So kind of like the government stepping in and saying, hey, this whole CSM thing,
right?
It's not optional, folks.
Right.
We need some standards here.
Exactly. And then there was that program from the Department of Homeland Security.
Okay.
The Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But it was another sign that the government was serious about integrating continuous monitoring into its cybersecurity strategies.
Right.
They recognized it was crucial for protecting critical infrastructure and data.
It's interesting how these big events and initiatives
really
shape the whole landscape of CSM.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, sometimes it takes a major wake-up call to make people realize the importance of security.
Sadly, that's often the case. Remember those massive data breaches?
Oh, yeah.
Like the one with Sony Pictures?
Yep.
And Equifax.
Oh, man, the Equifax breach. I remember that one. It felt like everyone I knew was freaking out about their information being compromised.
And for good reason. These breaches highlighted that even large, well-resourced organizations were still vulnerable. Static security measures simply weren't enough.
Right.
They needed robust, proactive frameworks that could detect and respond to threats in real time.
Right.
Not after the damage was done.
It's like you're saying, it's not just about having an alarm system. It's about catching them, you know,
exactly.
Before they even get it.
It's about prevention. And that's where automation and AI have been those game changers, you know?
Yeah.
We're talking about algorithms that can analyze mountains of data, spotting those subtle patterns and anomalies that might indicate a breach even before it happens.
It's like having an army of digital detectives working around the clock.
That's a great analogy. And this brings us to another fascinating point, the rise of cloud computing. You know, with everything moving to the cloud these days, CSM has had to adapt.
Makes sense. It's like trying to protect a castle that's constantly shifting and expanding its walls.
Right.
You need a different approach.
Exactly. Traditional security measures just don't cut it in the cloud.
Right.
And then there's the whole issue of compliance. With regulations like GDPR and HIPAA, organizations are under more pressure than ever to prove they're taking data security seriously. And guess what plays a crucial role in that?
Let me guess. Continuous security monitoring.
Bingo. It's the ultimate proof that you're not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. When it comes to security, CSM provides the evidence and documentation that auditors need to see, showing you have those robust controls in place and are constantly monitoring their effectiveness.
So it's not just about protecting yourself, but also proving to the world that you're taking security seriously.
Exactly. And it's not just about reacting to threats.
Mm-hmm.
It's about baking security into the very foundation of your IT infrastructure. That's where DevSecOps comes in.
DevSecOps, another one of those buzzwords I keep hearing. What is the deal with that?
In a nutshell, DevSecOps is about integrating security into every single stage of the software development lifecycle. It's like, imagine baking a cake.
Mm.
You wouldn't add the frosting before you even bake it, right?
That would be a disaster.
It's exactly. DevSecOps is about adding security from the start, not as an afterthought. It's about catching and fixing vulnerabilities early on while the code is still being written, instead of scrambling to patch things up after a system is already deployed.
Talk about being proactive.
Yeah.
So instead of bolting on security at the end, it's like it's baked into the recipe from the very beginning.
A perfect analogy. And with DevSecOps, continuous monitoring is integrated right into those CI/CD pipelines, those automated systems developers use to build, test, and release software. It's about finding and fixing those weak points early in the game.
That makes a lot of sense. It sounds like CSM is constantly evolving, always adapting to new technologies and threats.
You hit the nail on the head. It's an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. And that's why continuous learning is so crucial in this field. Security professionals need to stay ahead of the curve, constantly updating their skills and knowledge to keep pace with the latest threats and technologies.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the key takeaway you want to leave our listener with?
Continuous security monitoring is not just a tech thing. It affects all of us. It's about protecting our data, our privacy, and our digital lives.
Right.
The more we understand about it, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this digital world safely and securely.
Well said. So to leave you with something to ponder, this guide painted a picture of how far CSM has come, but what does the future hold? With technology constantly evolving, what new challenges and opportunities will shape the future of cybersecurity and the role of continuous security monitoring? That's something to think about.